Today, I interview Milan Alaski. That's right, Milan Alaski. You want Premier League scores? I got them. You want the top five leagues? I got them. You want a Rowdies game summed up by a Tampa Bay Rowdies player? I got it. And most of all, you want to have a darn good 10 or 15 minutes? I got you. Right here on the World Soccer Report.
It is time for the Rowdies Rundown and World Soccer Report with Buster DeLay as we go over all of what's happening in the world of soccer. And here is your host, Buster DeLay.
And welcome to the World Soccer Report. I've interviewed a lot of really, really special players over the history of the show. However, few have come close to scoring as many goals in one season as today's guest. Be sure to stay tuned for that coming up later in this show. Also in this episode, stick around for a roundup on two massive Premier League transfers to two of the biggest clubs in the league. Catch a Tampa Bay Rowdies player roundup, the sweet revenge meeting between two rivals, take in some MLS news, and learn how LAFC could be the next powerhouse of the league. All this and more after the Rowdies Rundown. The Tampa Bay Rowdies have moved up to second in the USL Championship in the Eastern Conference, trailing only to Louisville. Memphis have been on a mediocre run of form for the last two games, allowing the Bay to overtake them. However, the top six or so are still really neck and neck. The Rowdies have recorded wins against two teams from the Western Conference over the past two match weeks. The first is a sweet revenge story. Cue the dramatic montage of November 28th, 2021, as we were crushed by Orange County in the final at Al Lang. We definitely bounced back as Leo Fernandez opened the scoring following a Connor Antley assist. Saba Gwenzadi followed up to make it 2 as his shot may have just been going wide, yet a sliding Ian Hoffman diverted it into the back of the net. Credit goes to the captain either way, as the entire city of Tampa is overjoyed to have him back. Things got daunting in the second half, however. Two Orange County substitutions made the outlook very gloomy, and even gloomier when Jan Ekra was sent off for his second yellow card. And even worse when Brian Alaski, brother of the man I will feature in today's showcase interview, curled in the free kick that resulted from the sending off. Through tears and grit, the Rowdies held on, and a counterattack saw Leo Fernandez pick out Deion Harris in the 90th minute, who made it 3-1 and wrapped up the game. Here to help me explain is CJ Cochran, the goalkeeper of the Tampa Bay Rowdies, who played in this dramatic matchup. Here with CJ Cochran, goalkeeper number 1 for the Tampa Bay Rowdies. Now CJ, the second half, down a man, holding on, and you were a really influential part of keeping Orange County out in the second half. What was that like, especially that one save against the top scorer in the league, Milan Alaski? What was that like?
I really didn't know who it was at the time. I think that we did well as a team defending crosses. They only had a couple of chances, a couple of those half chances, and they were just half chances, which gave me an opportunity to kind of put myself in between the shot and the goal. But I think a lot of credit goes to Connor and Casty and Scar and Aaron and Lawrence for the work they put in for the full 90 minutes.
And what is the mentality going up against some of these really big names like Orange County? They might not be doing the best on the table, but they have some crazy strikers like Kubo Torres, Brian Alaski, Milan Alaski, Ugo Ekwueli, players like that. What's that like coming up against some of these crazy names?
I mean, we were kind of on a mission to prove that our last two games, you know, wasn't our full potential. So I think that we were happy to play well, really regardless of who we play against, to show that we're a good team and we're going to press and get after teams and prove that we're a very good team. And I think everybody did that tonight.
And although you weren't on the Rowdies roster last season in the final, now still with the Rowdies, obviously trying to defeat Orange County tonight and get redemption for what happened in the final last year, and we were able to get redemption with a reverse score line of 3-1. What was that like, even though you weren't in the final, but still knowing that you had to prove to the fans against Orange County?
Yeah, it's funny. Like, we didn't talk about it at all as a team, to be honest. It's a new team this year. New goals. You know, they say that, you know, it's kind of a what have you done for me lately league. And obviously, yeah, I wasn't here last year. We had a couple of guys who weren't here last year. So that, in a sense, means nothing for this year. So you got to go out every game, whether it's the team that won the cup last year or, you know, a team that's struggling for playoff position. It doesn't matter. You go up and you play 100% and you press and get after teams. And we did that. We did well.
And kind of adding to what you said earlier about
like kind of working your way into the game with those like half chances that you were kind of able to get into the game? Obviously, and I'm a keeper myself, I know that a lot of people will say like, oh, the keeper's not doing anything, they have nothing to do the first half. They're always in the game mentally, making sure everything's organized and all the back passes, just the switches of the field that people don't always see. It's so crucial to the game. But then in the second half, you were able to like get more into the game. How important is that for keepers to get that first like really clean hand on a ball, first tip over the post, round the post, some like a good save like that to get yourself into the game?
Yeah, it's good. It's good in the moment to make a good save, obviously help the team, but it's also good to help out your teammates. Like you said, like I really have had way less opportunities to make saves this year, and that's credit to our defense in particular, Aaron, Connor, Casty, Scar, Lawrence, whoever's back there. I don't think any of those guys get enough credit for what they do. So I'm just happy to be able to play well and make a save when I'm called upon, because it's so few and far between.
Yeah, and speaking of that, when you are called upon, in the professional setting, I can only imagine, I'm trying to get there one day, it must feel amazing. I don't know why, it's been a couple months now, but this moment came back to me. Matt Sheldon against, I think it was offside anyway, or it didn't end up.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Saves like that just make it all worth it. And for anybody that doesn't know, definitely look up. I think it did make the highlights still.
It made Matt Sheldon's highlights.
Yeah, it made the Become Elite highlights. If that had counted, would that have been one of the saves of your career? Because that was a shot in the hand. It looked really, really good.
Yeah, that was a fun save. Yeah, sometimes you wish those would have counted because, you know, you get a good hand on it, good top hand over the bar. If you want a good one as well, last year we played away at Memphis. I had a similar save. So hit me up on Instagram, I'll show you that one. But, yeah, those top hand over the bar saves are always fun. So love those.
And did that one count? Did the Memphis one did count?
Memphis one did count, yeah.
I'm sure you can tell from the interview, that was one of the best guys to talk to anywhere around the Tampa Bay area. CJ Cochran, goalkeeper number one for the Tampa Bay Rowdies. Now, the recent fixture against Las Vegas. Las Vegas were clinically outplayed by a rampant Rowdy team looking to clinch the playoffs, which they did as they defeated the Light 6-1. The one they did get was incredible from their talisman, Cal Jennings. Expect to see that name around here pretty soon. The Rowdies' goals came from a Leo Fernandez brace, a pound of thunder from Jordan Scarlett, Jake LaCava's 11th of the season, a commanding Dos Santos header, and a perfect 100th appearance for one of the best people on planet Earth, Lucky Mkosana. Now, it's time for my worldwide game of the week. Does 9-0 ring a bell? Not too much for a Liverpool fan to smile about so far this season. But this will help. 9-0 against Bournemouth is a decent little result, you know. Two from Luis Diaz, a special Harvey Elliott strike, a rocket from Trent, two Roberto Firmino goals, a Van Dijk header, Chris Meffham's own goal, and a Fabio Carvalho goal that's his first to Anfield and for Liverpool. What a game. Moving to the MLS, where LAFC have just solidified themselves as a force to be reckoned with. You know you have squad depth when Gareth Bale is your super sub. Chiellini is getting some minutes, but Carlos Vela still keeps his right wing position a lot. Christian Arango is taking the place as their goal scorer, yet they were not satisfied. They went on and signed Denis Bouanga from the Ligue 1 in France and Christian Teo from Real Betis in the La Liga. They still lost to Austin and Dallas, however, so let me know where they will finish with easily the most depth of a roster anywhere in the league. Orange County have not had the best season. However, they do have one of the league's biggest stars. 19 goals and counting so far this season, with 4 assists as well in 26 matches. Here is the USL Championship's top scorer, Milan Olasky.
Here with Milan Olasky, forward number 7 for Orange County Soccer Club. Now Milan, 19 goals this season, definitely in the MVP rankings so far. How has that been, playing with Orange County and just racking up so many goals, game in and game out?
It's been a frustrating season results-wise, but for me individually, you know, it's been good to get a consistent run of games and score some goals. So for me individually, it's been fun, but hopefully, you know, throughout the rest of the season, we can work on, you know, getting more wins to the team.
And building on what you said about results, Orange County, although they haven't come out on top in all the games this season, have been very, very strong, very close games. A lot of like 3-3s, 4-4s, 4-3s like that. How do you bounce back from results like that and get back out to training week in and week out and make sure you do the best you can every week?
Yeah, you know, it's a close group of guys and we're never going to give up. We're going to play for the fans, for the club, you know, and for our families. And you'll see us fighting, you know, to until the very end of the season, no matter what the results are moving forward. But, you know, we're going to do what we can to try and play for pride and, you know, hopefully turn it around here.
And tonight, your brother, Brian Olasky, was the one that got the goal for Orange County. What is it like growing up in a family that plays the same sport as you, goes professional with you, and ultimately plays on the same team and performs with you?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, I'm happy for Brian. Super happy for him. He doesn't get the credit he deserves, so I'm happy that he got the goal tonight. And, you know, I wish we could have kept going there and got another one and, you know, gotten the win in the end. But, you know, great player, and I'm happy for him, you know, as his brother. So it was good for him.
That was the league's top goal scorer, Milan Olasky, forward number 7 for Orange County. Thank you for your time, Milan, and of course, thank you to CJ earlier in the show. Check out his socials, and be sure to catch an Orange County match on ESPN and ESPN Plus to see him in action. Arsenal were looking so good. Honestly, I thought the invincible run could be on for them. However, Manchester United were the first team to see the league leaders face defeat. 2 Rashford goals and a debut goal from Antony got United past Bukayo Saka's equaliser. The Serie A saw the two Milan sides battle it out, with AC Milan coming out on top 3-2, following a brace from Rafael Leao. Real Madrid continue their perfect start to the season as they defeat Real Betis 2-1. Barcelona are right on their heels with their amazing summer signings they picked up. 3 of them made a huge difference against Sevilla, with Rafinha and Lewandowski scoring and Jules Koundé notching 2 assists. Bayern Munich have been held to 2 1-1 draws in a row, one against Union Berlin and one against Gladbach. In the Borussia Mönchengladbach game, Jan Sommer set the league record for most saves in a match. The Borussia Mönchengladbach keeper made 19 saves in one match. The Ligue 1 sees PSG, Marseille, Lens, Lyon, and Lille battle it out for the top spot. 2 star transfers over in the Premier League before I round up the show. Chelsea signed Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. This is betrayal, as he used to captain their rivals Arsenal. Or is it a revenge move? It'll be interesting to see how people take to this one. Secondly, Arthur Melo joins Liverpool on loan to add to their midfield. Be sure to follow my Instagram account, @WorldSoccerReport. That's @WorldSoccerReport. All one word. And if you were listening in on the radio, be sure to check out my Spotify show archives by searching up on Spotify, The World Soccer Report, not all one word. While you're there, be sure to click the link in my Spotify show description to figure out how you can contribute to the show. Thank you for listening, and as always, thank you to Radio St. Pete Online for being my home base here on the show. This has been the World Soccer Report, and I'll see you at the game.